Hashem Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw that the Beis Din can serve in two capacities. One is as judges, those who judge, and the other is representative of Klal Yisrael. And we saw that by Kiddush HaChodesh they're both. And Memela, you need a Beis Din of Shivim Ve'echad. However, that Beis Din can appoint a Beis Din of three. And all you need for Kiddush HaChodesh, for the Mishpat, is three. The representation of Klal Yisrael, you need 71. So in Melech, the 71 appoint the 3, then you accomplish both. You have the representation of Klal Yisrael because the 71 appointed them, and then you have a Beis Din of 3 or Makadish the Chodesh. And that's how we explained Pshat in the Rambam. And with this, we can go weiter and explain something else. It says in the Gemara, Sanhedrin Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Sanhedrin Tes Zayin Amud Beis, that Moshe b'makom shivim ve'echad koi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the place of 71. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of 71 judges. Kayaduo kamaforsim. And mizeh lamdu, and from this we learn that to establish Sanhedrins, you need 71, because Moshe Rabbeinu established Sanhedrin was Bimkom Shivim Ve'echad Frekt, Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Hagoyin Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, in his Chedushin to Sanhedrin, in Simen Hay, and what it says in the Gemara, and Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Chofei Omud Beis, that it's not enough by Kiddush HaChodesh to have a Yachid Mumche. It's not enough to have a one single expert judge. Why? Sharei Ein Lecha Mumche L'Rabim B'Yisrael, Yoiser mi Moshe Rabbeinu. We have in Klal Yisrael no greater expert than Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm saying this is a Talmud Mufa Kiviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chavodo V'Atzmo. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Arboim Yom Lechem Lo Achalti Yomayim Lo Shasisi. This is not a regular person, right? So this is Ein Lecha Mumche L'Rabim Yoiser mi Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that when you want to be Mekadish L'Chodesh, you need to have Aaron together with you. T'chsiv V'yoymer Hashem El Moshe V'El Aharon Be'eretz Mitzrayim Le'mor HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem V'Halo. Moshe Rabbeinu במקום 71, ואין זה יוחיד. אז מה הגמרא אומרת, שואל רב שמואל, כשהגמרא מוכיחה, that it's not enough for Kiddush HaChodesh, but for a יוחיד מומחה, because Moshe Rabbeinu was not enough, you needed Aaron HaKohen with him, הרי Moshe Rabbeinu was במקום 71, so he wasn't a יוחיד מומחה, so how do you prove you don't know יוחיד מומחה is enough? Moshe Rabbeinu was 71, it should have been enough out 71, he's not a yachid. And for Reb Shmuel, שכלל זה אינו אמור אלא כשיש בית דין שבתוכו משה רבנו. אז נחשבו כבית דין של 71. אבל כשחסר בית דין בפועל, אין נחשב משה רבנו לבדו כבית דין של 71. So, this klal was only said when there was a Beis Din in which Moshe Rabbeinu was part of this Beis Din. If a Beis Din and Moshe Rabbeinu was part of the Beis Din, this is now considered a Beis Din of Shivim Ve'echad because Moshe Rabbeinu equals 71. But when you lack a Beis Din b'fo'al, then Moshe Rabbeinu is not considered a Beis Din of 71. Moshe Rabbeinu alone is not considered a Beis Din of 71. Parenthetically, this stems nicely with the Rambam, Dayanim 2, 11, 10, 11, as the Ktzos HaChoshen expanded upon in Simon Gimel, that even in a case where a Yachid Mumche is Kasher Ladun, he doesn't have a din of Beis Din Linyan Kfiya. Because as far as a Beis Din Linyan Kfiya goes, Sof Kol Sof, he's only a Yachid. So he's not three. So same idea with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was one, he was Gevaldik, he was like 71, but you need a Beis Din Befoal. In other words, you need a Beis Din Befoal Linyan Kfiya. You also need a Beis Din Befoal for Moshe Rabbeinu to be considered 71. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu alone was not able to Mekadesh L'Chodesh. He needed Aaron with him because it's not a Yachid Mumche. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was 71, but that's not when he was alone. When he was alone, he wasn't considered 71. So he wasn't it didn't count as a Beis Din, and only after he was the Mitzarif Aaron. And like Tosis there brings from the Gemara on Sanhedrin, that Ein Lecha Beis Din Shakol, so you needed a number third. But Al Kol Panim, Moshe Rabbeinu was not considered a 71 unless he's together with the Beis Din. And he brings there that this is, they also tell him this word in the name of Reb Chaim. Reb Shmuel wasn't a Talmud of Reb Chaim, Reb Shmuel was a Talmud of Reb Shimon. There's a very beautiful biography written a number of years ago by Rosh Yeshiva about Reb Shmuel's life. Wow. It's very, very special. Any event, and his father, Reb Yoshe Ber, Reb Chaim's father, brings a raya from the sugya in Rosh Hashanah that Moshe Rabbeinu alone doesn't have a din of 71, and merely need an Aaron with him, and then a third, because you can't have a Beis Din of two, in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So we can ask on this assumption, from the din of Minui Kohen Gadol, we saw in the previous shir, from Minui Kohen Gadol to appoint the Kohen Gadol, you need 71, and the Mefarshim say that this is learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. During these 7 days of Miluim, that the Torah tells us about in Parashas Tzav, that he anointed Aaron HaKohen. So he was Memane, the Kohen Gadol, alone. There was nobody with him. And yet from this you learn, you need 71. So not like Reb Shmuel and Reb Chaim and Reb Yoshe Ber, all three of them, they all say that in order to be a Beis Din of 71, more for Moshe to be a Beis Din of 71, he needs to be in the context of a Beis Din. He needs to have other people with him as well. And then he has the status of 71. But here, you see that he anointed Aaron HaKohen. He was Memana Kohen Gadol, for which he needs 71. And he was alone. Also, another He'olah, from what the Brisker Rav writes in his Sefer Al HaTorah in Parashas Chukas, is a very beautiful Sefer called Torah Or, where it's all the Torahs of the Brisker Rav Al HaChumash, not all of them, but many of them, and then their Ha'aris, where it's very beautifully, is beautifully written, clear, and he expands upon and comments upon and asks and answers in the Torah of the Brisker Rav. In any event, so the Brisker Rav writes in his Sefer Al HaTorah and Parashas Chukas with regard to Parah Aduma, that the Parah Aduma has to be done Al Pi Beis Din Shel Shivim Ve'echod. Parah Aduma needs to be done with a Beis Din of 71. This is what it says in the Tosefta in the third parak of Sanhedrin. And he explains, the Brisker Rav explains, that the Lashon of the Pasuk, Zois Chukas HaTorah Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'yikhu Eilecha Poro Aduma. Normally, what's the Lashon? Daber El Bnei Yisrael. And here, what's the Lashon? Zois Chukas HaTorah Daber El Bnei Yisrael. In other words, he starts here with Zos Chukas HaTorah. We're not starting normally with Daber El Bnei Yisrael. So why is that? In the context of Yikhu Eilecha Poro Aduma, Shehura'at Moshe Rabbeinu Levnei Yisrael Likach Hiklula B'Torat HaPara Ki Lekichata Naaseit Al Yedei Beit Din Shel Shivim Ve'echod Ve'alo Moshe Levadu Amar Lehem Ve'af Al Pichain Roim Oto Ke Beit Din Shel Shivim Ve'echad. That the instruction of Moshe Rabbeinu to Bnei Yisrael to take the Parah Aduma is included in the Torah's Parah. You hear the fourth? It's not just enough to take the Parah Aduma. Zois Chukas HaTorah, part of the law of the Parah Aduma is Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'yikru Eilecha Parah Aduma. That you should speak to the Jewish people and you should instruct them to take the Parah Aduma. That's included in the dinim of Parah Aduma, that you should tell them to take the Parah Aduma. Because the taking of the Parah Aduma is accomplished through a Beis Din of 71. Now, when Moshe Rabbeinu told them, he was telling them alone. Daber. One second, you need a Beis Din of 71? And therefore, he has to tell them to take it because he's a Beis Din of 71, but he's alone. So how can you say that in order for Moshe Rabbeinu to be considered 71, he needs to be with other people. Here, he's doing it alone. As a Beis Din of 71, he's telling them to take the Parah Adumah, and he's doing it alone. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu alone is considered 71. אבל לפי ההסבר האמור, מובן היטב, based on what we said in the previous shir, it's very good. כי יש לחלק בין דינים הצריכים לבית דין של עין אחד, שבזה לא מספיק במשה רבנו לבדו. We have to make a distinction between those dinim that require a Beis Din of 71. There it's not enough to have Moshe Rabbeinu alone. When you need 71, it's not enough to have Moshe Rabbeinu alone, because sof, you lack a Beis Din, because Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Beis Din, he's 71, but he doesn't have the status of a Beis Din if he's by himself. He needs to be in the context of the Beis Din to have a status of 71. He doesn't have the status of 71 unless he's with the Beis Din. So we have to make a distinction between those cases, those dinim that need a Beis Din of 71, and those dinim that don't need a Beis Din alts mishpat, right? When you need a Beis Din of 71, when you're in the realm of mishpat. But sometimes you need a Beis Din of 71 as a representative of Klal Yisrael. Remember, we said there are two types of batei dinim, two uses, two functions of the Beis Din. One function of the Beis Din can be as as those who judge, and another function of Beis Din is as representatives of the Tzibur. Sometimes you need 71 to judge, and sometimes you need 71 to represent the Tzibur. When you need 71 to represent the Tzibur, so there Moshe Rabbeinu is enough. Moshe Rabbeinu is like Shishin Ribo, right? Rebbe's Talmidim were dozing off, and he said there was a lady, and she gave birth in one shot to 600,000 children. So I'm like, what? And he said, yeah, Yochevet. Moshe Rabbeinu shakol keneged shishim riba. So Moshe Rabbeinu, as an etzig of Klal Yisrael bevadai, kishu omed levado, gam kein yesh lo din shel 71, hu netzig shel kol haklal. Hu nechshav keklal atzibur. Vilachen. Lumat zot, bemekrim shetzarich beidin betor shoftim, אז הוא צריך להיות במסגרת של בית דין, ולכן, לעניין מינוי כהן גדול ולקיחת פרה אדומה, שאין צורך בבית דין מסוים. With regard to the appointment of the כהן גדול and the taking of the פרה אדומה, there you don't need a Beis Din al Shoftim. And we see this from the fact, this is evident from the fact that the Rambam doesn't bring this. When he talks about those things, they need 71. He doesn't bring these two things in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Maaser, the Rambam doesn't bring that you need 71 b'chlal for the par. But that's a different source. That's the Rambam doesn't bring it lahalacha. But the Tosefta brings it. Al kopanim, the Rambam doesn't say that you need 71 for out based and out judges. For minu koin golden likichas paraduma, why then would you need 71? You'd need 71 because it's mitzvah satzibor. Because Moshe Rabbeinu has to represent the tzibor. You need 71 as representatives of the tzibor, and there Moshe Rabbeinu would be enough. Either 71 to represent the tzibor or Moshe Rabbeinu alone. But if you need a based in as those who judge, there Moshe Rabbeinu alone is not enough. There you need at least three. So we add a kasha from. You want to say that Moshe Rabbeinu only has a din of 71 when he's in the framework of a Beis Din. What about anointing the Kohen Gadol, pointing and anointing the Kohen Gadol and the Parah Aduma? There, Moshe Rabbeinu was alone and he functioned as 71. The answer is because he only needs to be in the framework of a Beis Din to be considered 71 when you need a Beis Din as Shoftim. But when you just need a Beis Din to represent Klal Yisrael, there he doesn't need to be in the framework of the Beis Din. There you just need representatives of Klal. So who are the representatives of Klal Yisrael? Beis Din. But Moshe Rabbeinu alone is also a representative of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, in those two cases, as a representative of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu alone was enough. Mimotza advarim yidbaher. Shegam lemaaseh parah shetzichim Beis Din shel 71 kedivrei haTosefta. Ein tzrich shekulam yasu b'fo'al, ela sagi sheyimanu acherim al kach. כשם שבקידוש החודש הם ממנים בייס דין של שלוש של הקדש. אז אנחנו לומדים מכך that for the Maisa Paro also you need a Beis Din of 71 that the Tosefta says, but they don't all have to do it before. I'll make an appoint three people to tell the Jewish people to take the Parah Aduma, just like we have by Kiddush HaChodesh, that it's enough to have three people being Mekadesh the Chodesh if they were appointed by the 71, because now they're functioning both as a Beis Din and as representatives of Klal Yisrael. How they're representative of Kai, so because they're appointed by 71. How are they a Beis Din? Because they're three. So that you accomplish both, Beis Din and representatives of Kai Yisrael. You don't need 71 to be Mekadesh the Chodesh as Beis Din, as judges. You just need three. But you do need 71 as representatives of Kai Yisrael. So as long as they're appointed by the 71, they're cool. That's enough. So you could say the same thing by Parah Aduma. That Parah Aduma, Ein Hachinami, needs 71. But they don't have to do it before Al. They could be Mamana others. Kishem shebekidush haChodesh hem emanim veitin shel shloish shel kadesh. So there's no din of being of judging. Shereen kan din beidin ladun b'mamad mesuyam dafka. Like by the mishpat of the Erni Dachas, there you need to be done. But here there's no din of being done, of judging. And Memela, the 71 can appoint the three to tell the Jewish people to take the Parah Aduma. B'chayetzi b'zeh legabei the minui of the Kohen Gadol. Ela she'adayin shitat Rambam te'una bi'ur sharei. Hiksha Ramban al Rambam. הלא מבואר בכמה מקומות בשס שהיו מקדשים על פי הראייה עד ימי אביי ורבא. Sanhedrin Yud Beis Amid Aleph and other sources that they would be Mekadesh al pi ha-ri'iyah even until the times of Abaye and Rava. That's so late. Abaye היה חי בערך משנת 280, 200 of the Common Era, until 338 of the Common Era. He was a fourth generation Amora. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Pumpedisa Yeshiva. And as Kayadua, his friend was Rava. And Rava, his years were approximately 280 to 352. He was also Mirashi Ador of Yishal Amarei Bovel. And he also served as a Rosh Yeshiva He was Rosh Yeshiva Pumpedisa for 14 years. So we're talking here until about 350. They were still being Mekadesh al pi ha-ri'iyah. V'kach katav Rambam be'atzmo b'ilchot kiddush ha-chodesh b'perek hei b'halacha gimel v'harei. Im tzarich beidin ha-gadol למצוות קידוש, והרי כבר גלתה סנהדרין ממקומה 40 שנה קודם החורבן. כבר מאות שנים לפני, סנהדרין כבר גלתה ממקומה. וסנהדרין שאינה במקומה, אינה דנה דיני נפשות, כפי שדרשו מביקמת ועלית על המקום, מלמד שהמקום גורם. אז יש פה קושיה עצומה. On one hand, they were Mekadesh al pi ha-ri'iyah until Abaye and Rava. On the other hand, the Beis Din HaGadol, hundreds of years before, 40 years before the Churban, which is in the 70, the Beis the Sanhedrin was already Gadol Makom, they're not Dandini Nefashos, but can't really sell a Makom, Malam Shem Makom Gorim, famous Gemara Sanhedrin. So, if you need a Beis Din of 71, well, you don't have it anymore. So how are they Makadish al pi ariya? Still in the time of Abai and Rava. The Rambam says you need 71. And here you don't have 71. Uvmigilat Esther v'leif samech. These are the parshanim on the Rambam b'sefer ha-mitzvot. Hem tirtzu sheladat ha-Rambam dafka b'dinei nefashot ubehamra'at zaken mamrei gzerat ha-katuv sh'amakom gorem. Ma'ashein kein l'shar halachot. Yeshem b'din ha-gadol gam k'sheino yoshev b'mkomo. So that's the teretz of these achronim. They say that the Megillah says leif samech, that according to the Rambam, dafka dinei nefashos, to kill and to make a zokin mamre, that's what the Gemara is talking about. There you need a beis din of 71. Mashenkein for other halachas, there's a shame beis din hagadol, even if it's not bimakomo. So it's okay that the beis din was galam bimakomo, and that they're not in their place anymore, and they can't be done dinei nefashos. But as far as other things are concerned, other halachas where you need 71. 71 is enough even if they're not in their place. But it's still not so pashut, because sof, kvar batla sanhedri gedola legamrei b'tveria b'mei Rebbe, kmo shekatav Rambam. U'misham lo amad b'din ha'gadol ad ata, v'kabala yi shebetveria atidin lachzor tchila, u'misham ne'etakin la'mikdash. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi lived, he was a fifth generation Tana. He lived b'svivot the year 135 until the year 220. He was the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, redacted the Mishnah, etc. So according to the Masor of Chazal, he was born during the Gzeres Hashmad of Adrianus, after the rebellion of Bar Kochba between the years 135 to 137. His Rabbeim were Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and his father Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And he lived in Tveria, and he lived in Sipoiri, and he passed away, like we said, approximately in the year 220. Okay? So remember that we have there's still Mekadesh the Chodesh in the time of Abai and Rava till about 350. On the other hand, the Rambam says that there's no Sanhedrin at all in Tveria. Rebbe lived at the end of the Sanhedrin's time of the Rebbe, and that can't be past 220. And he says that there's no Beis Din HaGadol until now. This is Sanhedrin 14:12. Misham lo amad Beis Din HaGadol ad ata. And it's a Kabbalah. We have a tradition that in Tveria, they're going to, the Sanhedrin's going to start, and then it's going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Az im kacha, bevadai, shebimei Abaye v'Rava, kvar lo hayta Sanhedri gedola klal, v'keitzat kitshu ha-chodoshim, al pi ha-ri'iya. Me'idach gisa. So how are they Makadish al pi ha-ri'iya? You need a Sanhedrin? And there was no Sanhedrin in the time of Abai and Rav. It was long gone. It's only going to come back at the end of days in Tveria and then come back to Yerushalayim. But in the meantime, we don't have one. We didn't have one in the time of Abai and Rav. So how, according to the Rambam, that you need 71, were they Makadish the Chodesh even until Abai and Rav? Me'idach gisa. Eish lakshot medivrei Rambam behakdamato. המורים שהיה בית דין הגדול עוד בימי המוראים עד קודם חתימת התלמוד. The Rambam, in his הקדומה, פרש המשנייס, בדיבור המאסחיל, נמצא רבינה ורב אשי, in his הקדומה to the Mishnah Torah, rather, it says that that the Beis Din HaGadol, they still had a Beis Din HaGadol old bimei ha-moraim ad kodem chatimat ha-talmud. What's the lashon of the Rambam there? Bachar Beis Din shel Rav Ashi shechiber ha-gemara v'gamru bimei b'no nispazri Yisrael b'chol ha-ratzos pizur yeser. בכל בייז דין שעמד אחר הגמורה, בכל מדינה ומדינה, וגזר או התקין או הנהיג לבני מדינתו, או לבני מדינות רבות, לא פשטו מעשיו בכל ישראל, ובריחו כמו שבותיהם בשיבוש הדרכים. So after the Beis Din of Rav Ashi was mechaber the Gemara, and it was finished in the time of his son, the Jewish people scattered to all the lands, a great scattering, and any Beis Din that stood after the Gemara in every Medina, and made Gzeira, Takana, and Haga, didn't spread in all the Jewish people because there was a far, we were far away, we were scattered around, and it wasn't easy to travel. V'hayos Beis Din shalotam medina yichidim, uveidin, הגדול של 71 בתל מכמה שנים קודם חיבור הגמרא, לפיכך, אין קופין אנשי מדינה זו לנו כמדינה אחרת. Since the Beis Din of that Medina were Yechidim, and the Beis Din HaGadol of 71 was nullified a number of years before the writing of the Gemara, therefore, you don't force the people of this Medina to be noeg like another Medina. So you see that there was a Beis Din HaGadol b'mei HaGemara עד סמוך לחיבורה על ידי רבינה ורב אשי. So the Gemara was actually written in close to the year 500. So that's much later. It seems from the Lashon of the Rambam, unless the Rambam means Stam Beis Din of 71, not a Sanhedrin. However, the Rambam could very well be saying that there was a Sanhedrin of 71, he says, Beis Din HaGadol shel 71 batel mikama v'kama shanim kodem chibur haGemara. And it seems to be saying that this 71, what do you need 71 if it's not a... He says Beis Din HaGadol, it's not Stam Beis Din of 71. So if he means just a few years before, not it could be it means many, many years before. So the fact that it's not the Sanhedrin, if it's, he's talking about the Sanhedrin, that's clear. But 70, that he means that it was many, many years before, one could catch that, but it could, seemingly it means that only a few years before the closing of the Gemara, which is close to the year 500, there was still a Sanhedrin. So on one hand, we're in a little bit of trouble over here, because we have that in the time of Abai and Rava, which was hundreds of years before, there was no... or about 150 years before. So there was no Beis Din. There was no Sanhedrin. And yet they were still Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So that's Akasha. How are they Mekadesh L'Chodesh without a Sanhedrin? If the Sanhedrin was already Batal in the time of... of Abai and Rava, because the Beis Din of the Sanhedrin was already batel in the time of Rebbe. There was already no Sanhedrin from the time. So again, before the Churban, so that it was Golem and Makoma, but that's only in Dina Nefashis, 40 years before the Churban. So that's already in like the year 30. So that they can't be done Dina Nefashis. But Seder, they still have a Beis Din HaGadol, and you can still judge other things. But the Beis Din HaGadol is now Batel in the time of Rebbe. And then later on, and we still see them being Mekadesh Al Pi Ariya in the time of Abai and Rava. So how are they Mekadesh Al Pi Ariya in the time of Abai and Rava if there's no longer a Sanhedrin? According to the Rambam, you need 71. On the other hand, we have Parashas in the Rambam that that there was a Beis Din HaGadol in the time of Abai and Rava. Because there was a Beis Din HaGadol until Koidim L'Chasimus HaTalmud, a little bit before the closing of the Gemara. There was a Beis Din HaGadol. So how are we going to understand this? So that, Amir Tzah Hashem, is our avodah for the next shir. To understand how they are Mekadesh L'Chodesh, even at the time of Abai and Rava, even though L'Chora, there was no longer 71, according to the Rambam. On the other hand, L'chor, according to the Rambam, there was 71, which is exactly the problem. Okay, or the problems. So please stay tuned, and Amir Tzah Hashem, in the next shir, we will shed more light on this, and I thank you so much for listening. We saw in the flows, and we will continue doing so. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.